Alistair Begg once said, "Once you throw a stone into water, you can retrieve the stone, but you can't stop the ripple effect of the stone." So it is with the consequences of sin. And those ripple effects began in chapter 12, and they carry on all the way to chapter 20 of 2 Samuel. In chapter 12, when Nathan confronted David and spoke the words of God, Nathan told David, "Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house." This is one of those ripples. What we're seeing in the next seven chapters of 2 Samuel is the fulfillment of that word. And God is faithful to his word. I don't think any of us are shocked that turmoil or a lack of trust or conflict rises up because of David's particular sin. But we need to recognize at this point what God has said. He doesn't say tough times will come. He doesn't say it'll be slightly more difficult, but you can make it. He says, "The sword shall never depart from your house." The sword represents war, immense, sharp pain, conflict, betrayal. And this is what awaits David and his house, and it will come from within his own house. These are the severe consequences that David must face due to his sin, and it should serve as a warning to us to put our own sin to death by means of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. As you pray today, please remember BJ and Jill Sanders and their family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Zenza LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.